Hi, good evening, everyone, to this first net of December 2024. I had just flipped the calendar over here to see the date. I just realized it was December 1st today, so where did November go? It was here and gone in an instant. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving and a good weekend. Mother Nature turned into winter fairly quickly here with a few snow showers around the Tri-City areas. Up north, at one point I was following the feed from the Gaylord National Weather Service up there, and in one day they broke the all-time record. I'd have to go back and look at it. It was over like 28 inches in one day. So a lot of places up there got multiple inches of snow. So good, they can keep it up there. They got those snow belts off from Lake Michigan and came across in Grand Traverse area and that. So good for them. They can keep it up there, I guess. So first up on the list here, we have KC8SDL. Rob, stand by, KE8PCQ. Good evening, Rob.
Evening yourself, Mr. Ron. KC8YVF in the group. Kilo Charlie, you've done pretty well. Wave a hand to all my good friends on the Savara, and especially Miss Winnie. Good evening, Miss Winnie. Hope you are well. Well, Ron, in Sacramento, I have a mess, well, not a bad mess, of a gentleman from over in the thumb. Dave knows who he is, Jason, K-E-8-D-G-C, expressed interest to me last fall about buying an old Hot Water 100 he kit. Not my 101, but that old 100, which is only built for 2 years from 60 to 70. And he had asked me forever, because I like that radio. I said, all right, so we agreed on the price, and he's coming over tomorrow afternoon to pick it up. So I blew the dust off it, and I got a TV tray in here set up. Boy, I got wires all over. I had it on the air today. I worked mid-cars, worked at the other station, and they said, hey, not bad for a 50-year-old, or almost a 55-year-old radio, so it did really good today. So, yeah, he's going to pick it up tomorrow afternoon. So, other than that, doing good. The wife was going to go out of town here to visit her kids. They live in Wayne. Her son Wayne lives in Wayne. And she was going to go down to her daughter and son-in-law in Columbus, Indiana. Well, I got derailed. Hi. The weather was too bad. She decided not to go. So me, her, and the dog had things coming together. We really didn't plan on anything to eat because she was going to be gone. Break a sex. We don't want me to time it out, you my long voice. So we went to the turkey roost, and they had pre-made dinners for us, and they had a line in the drive-thru. We got in line, got two dinners, and got a couple of sodas on the way home, and had a nice Thanksgiving Day dinner here at the house. Went really good. So, but yeah, I talked to a buddy of mine on mid-cars down in Asheville, Ohio. They got like 30-some inches of snow. That's crazy. Oh, how much snow you got? I said, nothing. We had a dusting the other day, but yeah, crazy. So, okay, very good. I hand it back to you. Yeah, I got, you know me, Ron, a fellow railroader. I got lots to tell you on the second go-around, so you'll put up with me. Okay, Ron, very good. Doing a great job. I hand it back to you. It's really KC8YVF in the group. Kilo Charlie, Sierra Dos Lima. Take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob, good on the Hot Water 100 and all the things you've got going on. You're a busy guy all of the time. So I'm just looking here, trying to backtrack on the National Weather Service up there. 11.3, Cadillac 6.5. I don't know where this at, but there used to be a car in a driveway, but all I see is a mound. driveway at the south end of Ostego Lake at 5 a.m. this morning, which was yesterday. Can't even see the car. So, there's a lot of snow up there. Oh, here it is. To the date, 24.8 inches in Gaylord. So, they got a bunch. So, good for them. All right, next up on the list, we have Dave, KE8PCQ, standby, KC8VOA. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, KC8VOA in the group. My bride just checked the Traverse forecast, and they're actually in Traverse County and Kalkaska County going anywhere from 8 to 18 inches overnight. They're going to get additional. So with that wind, it's really blasting good. We felt the full force of winter because Jane and Davey went out and bought a new dog. So with a puppy, you know, you got to be outside every minute. And it's been pretty cold. And we had a good Thanksgiving. And actually, the meal tonight was better than Thanksgiving. Do my favorite, the turkey pot pie after the end of the turkey. So that's really good. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave, yeah, just looking some more. 2 days in a row, Sault Ste. Marie has set the record for snowfall tally. I don't know the other one, 7.6, their record for back from 1915 was 4.5 inches, which doesn't seem like very much for up there, and now broke it with 7.6, so this is the second day they broke their total. But, and that's what we did with the turkey. So, again, we had a good Thanksgiving. We had 8 of us over for dinner on Thursday, like it was. It takes you 2 to 3 days to prepare it, you know, or to get things ready. It takes you half a day to cook everything. It takes you 20 minutes to eat it. It takes you 4 hours to clean it up. So, yeah, okay, I don't even really get to enjoy any of the food that day with my wife and I all trying to get everything done. And but that's what we did yesterday. I made turkey pot pie. So great big 9-by-12-inch pan of it. I've got enough that I can have leftovers for lunch tomorrow for work. Again, tonight was another turkey dinner. This one I could actually sit back and enjoy all of it because it actually tasted good. I'd been smelling it all day on Thursday, so by the time I got to dinner, I really wasn't that hungry. So that's the way it usually goes. So, all right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net. Yeah, Thursday, wife and I weren't feeling that hot, and so we were supposed to have about 10 people over, and we ended up calling that off on Wednesday. And I had grabbed the turkey breast, brined it on Wednesday, and cooked it in air fryer, and it turned out pretty good. And then I still had a whole turkey to cook yet, and so I ended up cooking that up yesterday in the oven. So things don't always work out the way you plan, but they still work out for the best. And it wasn't too bad. So, happy Sunday, everybody. I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCVOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, we had, of course, my daughter and son-in-law and the two grandkids over. Had a friend of my wife's and my wife's sister that she really hasn't spoken to in the last 2 years since my mother-in-law passed away. We invited her, and she was going to go some other place. Well, the other place plans changed, so we were kind of second fiddle, and she decided to come. So wife and her got to talk a little bit for a few hours, and hopefully we'll mend some fences here. They did not part on real good ways after the funeral. So it was something we kind of expected with my sister-in-law. She was very attached to my mother-in-law, and we knew that she was going to have some issues, so, and she did. So it looks like she is kind of mending a little bit, so hopefully the fences will get mended, and her side of the family, the three girls, well, two of them, my wife and her younger sister, have no issues, but middle sister has always been a little curious, so we'll leave it at that. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.